Well, Alabama Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries John McMillan has been meeting with various federal officials from D.C. to discuss the best ways to bring emergency aid to farmers and agribusinesses hit by last week's tornadoes. This includes meetings with USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, along with Paul Pinion, Executive Director of the Alabama Farmers Federation, Dr. Billy Powell, Executive Vice President of the Alabama Cattlemen's Association, and several other federal, state, and local officials. After meeting with these officials and touring the damage, McMillan said his staff will be working round the clock to help storm victims take advantage of emergency funding.
This damage was just so heavy and so widespread. You know, it's not like it hit one or two counties and everybody surrounding them can kind of pitch in and help out. It's just unbelievable.
Damage reports thus far show poultry losses are in the millions, with more than 200 poultry houses destroyed and over 514 damaged. And while 38 cows and 19 horses have been reported dead, officials expect these numbers to rise as they learn more about the extent of the destruction. But McMillan said within hours of the storms, department officials did activate their emergency operations center there in Montgomery.
And we stand ready to assist with information or advice or disposal permits or whatever they need from us.
Farmers and others affected by the storms can call this number, 334-240-7278, for assistance regarding damage at animal operations resulting in animal mortality. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.